Hello and welcome everybody to our podcast. This is Welcome to Livingston, where we talk to local businesses, have them come in and just let us know everything that's going on in the community. My name is Don Putkella.
And I'm Angela Putkella, and we're with the Putkella Group Real Estate Professionals.
And we are really excited about today's episode. Today we have with us Katie Choate with Gleaners Food Bank. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it's not just businesses that we sit down with. There's also a lot of great causes and events. So welcome, Katie, because you kind of represent a really great cause that's very near and dear to our own hearts.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate being here today. I'm excited. Great. Excited for the conversation.
So Gleaners, I think a lot of our listeners have probably heard of Gleaners before, but I don't know how many of them are very familiar with it or whatnot, but why don't you go ahead and give us a little introduction about what Gleaners does?
Absolutely. So Gleaners Community Food Bank of Southeast Michigan is a food bank that's in Southeast Michigan, but directly here in Livingston County. We have our office. We are a food bank and also a food pantry. And so what that is we are a pantry and also a distribution center. So our main goal is to get healthy, nutritious food out to the community for our residents of Livingston County who are facing food insecurity.
Excellent. Yes. Which is a great cause. You know, a lot of times people don't even realize that their neighbors, their coworkers, you know, people out there mm-hmm. are having trouble.
That is true.
Gleaners mm-hmm. has really made such a big difference in the community.
Thank you. And I agree with you. When we talk about food insecurity, we think about, you know, what does hunger look like, right? And it really doesn't have a look. And it doesn't have a certain demographic or a certain amount, certain people. It can happen to anybody at any time. And oftentimes, especially now when we face such high inflation and prices of things are going up and, you know, the cost of things are higher than what they've been. And we've seen a 30% increase in food insecurity in Livingston County in the last year. And so, yes, it is huge. And so when we look at what that means and why is that, we often find that a lot of our clients are working people. I mean, they have jobs and they are doing the best they can for their families. But by the time they get to putting groceries on the table for their family, they're realizing that, oh gosh, I've paid all my bills and maybe I don't have enough for the food that I need. And that's where Gleaners comes in. And we say, okay, no problem. Like, come to our food bank, come to our pantry, and get what you need for your family. We offer healthy, nutritious foods for, you know, anybody within Livingston County.
And I think a big part of that is the healthy, nutritious foods. Correct. Because so often when people are, struggling to get food at the table and they're tight on funds, those foods that they can afford are not the foods that you want to give your children a lot of times.
That is correct.
Great point, yeah.
Yeah, when we look at, you know, what Gleaners does, we can say that we serve Livingston County. I mean, we just served over 5,000 households within the last 5 months, so it's about 1,000 households a month. When we look at, like, our 30% increase, we see that we serve in our pantry 60, 80 households a day. And so, yes. And so we want to make sure that we are providing the community the best food that we can get for the kitchen table. And that healthy, nutritious food stems from everywhere from our shelf-stable items to our fresh produce to milk and cheese that's regularly available in our pantry. And it's healthy and it's fresh and it's coming in all the time, and we're constantly restocking and replenishing to make sure that our clients have exactly what they need to support their families with a healthy lifestyle.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think because it's such a big organization, you guys are able to really leverage to be able to get these things. So
that is correct.
The donations that you receive, that's one of the things, because I'm on the committee for Livingston County Association of Realtors, as we do the food drive every year, yeah. And we'll speak to that later. But we always say that $1 can buy 3 meals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing that you guys are able to do
yes.
so much.
Right. What it would cost the consumer in the grocery store about, let's say, for $90 worth of groceries, it costs Gleaners $30 for those same items. Wow. And so it's beneficial for a family who maybe needs that leg up. Maybe you just you know, you just didn't make it this month, but you know, you, and you need some extra support. Well, that's why we want you to come to us. We want you to see us at Gleaners. And our pantry here in Livingston County is unique in the sense that it's set up just like a grocery store. And that makes it a very dignified experience for our clients. So when they come in, they come in, they see shopping carts, they see aisles, they see refrigerator units that have our fresh produce, they see freezer units that have the fresh meats that we carry. And we have potatoes and oftentimes tomatoes and cucumbers, always readily available. So it's items like that that we want to promote our families to walk through our pantry with their grocery cart, shop in our pantry just like they would if you were shopping at a grocery store, and then have that experience of when you're checking out, we have baggers. We have over 60 plus volunteers that come and help us all the time. On a daily basis, we have 20 plus volunteers that are helping us with our day-to-day operations. And truthfully and honestly, we're so grateful to our volunteers because our operation really wouldn't be able to run as smoothly as it does, especially here in Livingston County, without their help. And so when your client, when our clients are done shopping, you know, our volunteers are ready right there to help them bag their groceries. Even oftentimes, they're walking them out to the car and they're helping them load them up and bringing the cart back in. So our clients are having a peaceful, oftentimes, and just a good experience when they're walking in our pantry. And that's important to Gleaners.
Absolutely. And I bet you that's something that people didn't even necessarily know.
No, I don't think so. On top of our also being a pantry, we're also a distribution center. So we have a warehouse that holds the items that we give out to our pantry. But then also we have about 20 plus or more pantry partners within Livingston County that come to us for food as well. So we have that fresh shelf stable produce, all of those things ready for our partners who come in and they pick those items up from us so that they can serve the community as well.
Fantastic. So
very twofold. It's a very unique operation, but it's, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
That is just amazing. Cause I know I was looking at your website this morning and seeing all the different programs and the things that you do. And it just amazed me to see all the different avenues that you're going down. You know, the, I can't remember the name of it, but it was one that, you know, a kid having nutritious meals three times a day, 365 days a year, and understand how important that is, because when they're not in school, they're not getting that.
That is correct. So right now, some of the other ways that we reach the community, we're meeting the community where they are, and we have things called school mobiles. And so what that is basically is Gleaners come to bring, we pack the food in our warehouse for household, a box, and each box has the same items that we have in our pantry, but in separate boxes. So your frozen meat, your fresh produce, your shelf stable items, those are all packaged up individually. We load them onto a truck, and our three school mobiles here in Livingston County are Pinckney, Howell, and Fowlerville. And so we go to those sites. The school chooses which site they'd like to go at, and generally it's in the parking lot of one of the schools, and they bring the families to us. So those families, they know that Gleaners is coming that day of the month, and they show up in their car, and it's very interesting. It's like it's a mobile distribution in the truest sense of the word, where our volunteers are there, and car drives up, they open up the back trunk, they tell our volunteers, you know, this is how many people are in our household, and our volunteers know how much food that goes in the back based on what they're telling them. So, you know, let's say a box for a family of four, a box of food is pretty much 40 pounds of food. So it's not a tiny little box. It's a lot of food. So then it's being loaded in the back of the car, and the car makes its way down the line. They get the fresh meat, they get their produce, they get their shelf-stable items. And then we also carry, and we make sure it's always available, fresh milk and cheese when we have it. So at the very end, they're getting milk and cheese, and they're getting enough for the amount of people that are in their household.
Great.
Yes.
Very well thought out, because certainly some of the families are larger too.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And we're always packing to make sure that we're meeting that need, especially. Just in Fowlerville alone last month, we served over 170 households. Pinckney, it was about 80 households, and I would say Howell was about 120 households. And that's not people. That's just right. The household itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
Makes such a difference in the community.
For sure. For sure.
That is just amazing.
Now, what about your background? Because it sounded like you kind of have some roots in a story that mm-hmm. led you here.
I do. My background is very unique. So my husband and I are business owners in Livingston County. We have a manufacturing company. We have an office right off of Old 23 here in town. So, I started in my career field and as the VP of operations for our business. And I work with global companies or, around the world and on the operations side. And then part of, that's the one thing that I love to do. But then the other thing I love to do was event planning. So I created my own company. At one point, it was called Bella Event Planning right here in Livingston County. And my primary focus was for nonprofits. So without going through my whole background, because it's long, but basically when I created Bella Event Planning, it was to continue to focus on the nonprofit sector to help nonprofits raise money so that they could continue their programs. And I did that very successfully for about the last 10 to 15 years. And then we kind of came to this like a point in our lives where my husband was like, I think I want to sell the company. And I was like, and I think I want to do something more than just what I'm doing with our event planning company. And so, I started looking for kind of on the event side of things, like being a planner still, but doing it for larger corporations. And this Gleaner's opportunity kind of fell in my lap, really, honestly. A friend of mine called and said, hey, there's this great opportunity to be the senior director for Gleaner's Community Food Bank. What do you think? And I was just over the moon because it was all the things that I already am and all the things that I already do. There's a little bit of operations. There's a little bit of the, the event planning side of things. Like mm-hmm. you mentioned Elcar, earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an event in a way, and it's a third-party event that you have graciously brought us into, but there's some planning that goes along with that, and that kind of falls in my wheelhouse as well. So I was like, let's do it. My husband and I talked about it, and he's so supportive and wonderful. And he was like, absolutely, you should give it a try. So I put my hat in the ring and took a couple months, and through a series of interviews, I was offered the job, and I started in January. So, and it's just been wonderful. I'm really absolutely where I feel like I need to be. And I'm so grateful that the Gleaner's executive team have given me the opportunity and that they saw something in me that they think that I can carry through to Livingston County. And I'm really excited to keep pushing forward with Gleaner's brand and, bringing food insecurity to light in Livingston County. I feel like it's not something that everyone likes to talk about.
Right.
It's a very uncomfortable word when you have to tell maybe when people don't want to talk about, it's a very intimate thing to go to somebody and to tell somebody, hey, I don't know if I have enough money for groceries. No one really wants to share that information. So with Gleaner's, we allow our clients to have a dignified experience. We give them the ability to put food on the table for their families, to show love in a way, to their loved ones without feeling like they have to go through the stress of it all. We take that stress away, or we try to anyway. That's our goal. Our hope and our goal is to make Livingston County, free from food insecurity, period. But, sometimes that's easier said than done.
Right. Well, hearing, you're so passionate about it, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. And then hearing the dignified, it being like a grocery store, having carts going down the aisles and such. I'm assuming that that is such a relief to people coming in and such, because as you said, it's something that people don't talk about. And then when you're thinking about inflation and such, we all know how much more it costs to go get food at the grocery store. We've gone to the grocery store and I get to the front, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just spent $150. I think I have two meals here.
Not even, right. What did we bought nothing. We have two bags.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a reality for all of us, really. And I feel like, when we talk about that, and that's why I brought it up earlier in the conversation for a trip for us to go to the grocery store and to provide, a family of groceries, and we would spend $90. Gleaners, and within the relationships that we have through our government programs, would spend $30.
Right.
And that is a huge difference. And, you know, the numbers are crazy because that equates to, you know, per household, you're talking about a household of four people. You know, you are able to make that, we are able to make that stretch and go a long way. And then if you have six people, you have eight people, the amount of food that we can give you can make that feeling of, you know, insecurity go away. And that's what I appreciate about what our company does the best. It's like we are, again, with the dignified experience, just saying to our clients, we know that maybe this is uncomfortable for you. We understand that. And we want to make it as easy as possible. We care about you enough to make sure that we want to make you feel supported and welcome. And then the other thing, too, is we have plenty of resources through Gleaners. So we are a food bank, but we collaborate with many other organizations in the county. So if you're a veteran, well, we collaborate with Veteran Services. So you can get your, so maybe you need something on the veteran side that you didn't know existed. Uh-huh. Well, we know. And so we can say to you, Here's some information. You can go speak to so-and-so at Veteran Services, and they may be able to help you with some of the other challenges that you have going on right now.
Right.
We have a senior lounge in our pantry run by OSA. So, you know, so our seniors get to come in and shop in the pantry, but then they also get to come into the senior lounge because they qualify for items that we may not have out on the floor, but OSA has available to them. So then they get to come and they get more when they get what they need. And that's the other thing. We are a client choice pantry. So we are not, people are not handing them things. Our clients are not getting things that we think they need. Right. They are coming in and picking the things that they think they need, things that they believe would be appropriate for their family and their family lifestyle. And that's excellent. The beauty of client choice right there.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you'd mentioned the United Way, which mm-hmm. we had done an interview with them some time back too.
And yes.
So I love that you partner up with these other great philanthropic absolutely. Organizations as
yes,
well.
Yes, Gleaners is on the council for the United Way called the Hunger Council. And we're a collaborative body of individuals and organizations. A lot of human service organization directors sit on that board with all of us. And we talk about these issues. Like we talk right. about how do we help this? How do we help each other? Because that's really the important thing too. Gleaners is so good with collaboration. How are we helping other people in the community? And because in turn, we're helping them and they're helping us as well. The idea is to get out to the community the best way we can to let the community know that we're here. And right. we want you to come. We want you to be here and know that yes, it may be not what you were hoping for, but we're here to help you. And then maybe by next month you don't need that. And that's okay too. You come when you need. And that's the beauty of it all. One thing I'll add too to that, which I want to express because this is another beautiful thing about the company, is that our pantry, we are open Monday through Friday. And our clients can come and shop in their client choice pantry on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. On Wednesday, it's a little different. We have Fresh Market. And what that means is that let's say you are a client who came last week and you still have food, but maybe you know your lettuce is gone and your tomatoes are gone and maybe you're out of your milk. Well, then you get to come to the pantry on Wednesday and you get your stock up on that. You get Fresh Market. You get the same fresh, nutritious food. But you come and you say, hey, we're out of the whatever items we had last week. We need more. You come. We give you more. And it's, right. and we meet you, you know, and that's another beautiful attribute to the pantry and the way that it works, because no one is going without and you are able to come back, and everything we're doing is trying to provide you with the healthiest options that we can bring to the community.
Outstanding. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are ones that even those that aren't facing food insecurity right now, but they want to help and they want to make a difference.
For sure.
And so I know, you know, in terms of financial donations are definitely outstanding that you mm-hmm. guys are able to use that and leverage it well.
Absolutely.
But if someone wants to actually donate food, what types of things in the pantry would be good for them to donate?
So on the donation for the food side, canned meats are always very important. So canned tuna, canned chicken. We can never have enough peanut butter. Peanut butter is a really nice choice, especially, and it seems to be a favorite for the little ones. Shelf-stable items like, rice, and I would say just items like that. Just, anything canned. Canned soups, canned stews. Some of the clients in our pantry, too, we talk about families, but we also talk about seniors, or we talk about residents of Livingston County who fall under the McKinney-Vento, which is under homelessness. So they live in transitional housing. So sometimes they don't have refrigerator units, and sometimes all they have are just microwaves, or they don't have a stove. So we like those items too, because then when they come to see us, we can give them items that don't necessarily have to be refrigerated, and that they can just pop open, They can pop in the microwave and they can heat up quick, easy, until they have found where their permanent settling place is going to be. But it gives that bridge. So those items are very helpful when it comes to that.
Right. And I know when we've done the food drive before, usually we have a list of here's the most important items and such. And what has amazed me during the food drives is the people that come up that say, I've gotten food from Gleaners in the past. And those are the people that pick up the list. And those are the biggest donations we get are from those people that have used the services and understand how important it is and what it meant to them.
For sure.
It's interesting. They might pull up at a car that looks like it's not even going to make it around the corner, but they jump out and they, hand over some money and just really show their appreciation. Mm-hmm. And especially that Gleaners had been there for them. And it's so moving and so touching at how generous people are.
I'm never surprised at how generous most people are, and especially when it comes to feeding our neighbors. I think we can all agree that, when hunger is on the table, that it is a very uncomfortable feeling for everybody. When you feel hungry, you're uncomfortable, and no one wants to feel that way. And I've often found people who they don't want to feel hungry themselves. They don't want other people to have that feeling as well. So out of empathy and compassion, they tend to want to give in that way, because it's very important to make sure, hunger is not a thing for somebody.
Right. In this day and age in America, no one should be hungry.
That is very true. And it's unfortunate we still face this problem, but we have Gleaners so that we can help in that regard. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help solve that problem every household at a time.
Wonderful. Really making a difference right here in our very own community.
Yep. And another thing I wanted to ask about is, I know what they are, but what are Victory Gardens?
So our Victory Garden is very interesting. So we have a piece of property right behind Brighton NC Machine. They have graciously allowed us to use their back property behind their building. And so, and this has been going on for years, way before I came here. But the garden is our own Gleaners garden. We grow fresh produce and herbs in our garden.
Wow.
So we are hoping to grow about 2,000 pounds of produce this year. And all that produce goes into these carts that we have throughout Livingston County. They're called produce carts, and they are for free in the community. So if people in the community see the carts, it'll say, produce cart, Gleaners, free produce. And it's a produce stand, and it has all different types of produce that a lot of it that we will grow in the garden, but then also produce that comes directly from our pantry. And it's meant so that people in the community, if they can't make it, or maybe they just need a few items, or, our garden, that's the goal of the garden, is to keep producing fresh produce so we can get it out to the community. And it's another way of Gleaners being able to show support to the community and meeting people where they are, because we know sometimes maybe transportation's an issue, maybe, or maybe your mobility is an issue. And, if you're near enough to a produce cart, well, then maybe it's just a matter of having a neighbor go grab you some cucumbers and tomatoes and some squash or whatever, and not having to make a big to-do about it. So we are very excited this year for the Victory Garden. We're expanding on the herb side of things. So we're going to try to grow some really nice fresh herbs that we can even offer in the pantry. Alongside, we have a team out of our team in Detroit that actually creates recipes from the food that we have in our pantry. So our clients can come in, grab a recipe and actually can pick items that they think would, you know, that we have in the pantry for that recipe. They can make that recipe. And if we can add in some herbs that maybe they otherwise wouldn't be able to get at the pantry, but we can offer it, then that's our goal. That's what we're trying to accomplish this, at least this season. And every year from here on out, we plan on growing it and hopefully doubling every year if I have it my way. We'll see.
You know, LCAR, the Livingston County Association of Realtors, is doing a food drive. And we do a food drive for you guys every year.
Which you're on the board of directors. You have been many years, and this year's kind of special.
Yeah, so I am president of the Livingston County Association of Realtors this year.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Well,
thank you so much. Yeah. But Angela has been on that committee a number of years now.
Yes, I was trying to think. I don't remember. I know it's more than six, but seven, eight. I don't think as many as nine, but it's been a minute here. And it's been really exciting because over time, as I got on board, that's just as they had changed from collecting, I think, out in the roads. So that was kind of the big development. But then we had COVID come along and we couldn't be outside of the grocery stores anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then we had to get really creative there. But each year we've kind of changed it and just continue to develop it just to make sure to do that. So basically what it is on one Saturday each year, it's the first Saturday in May. And this year it is Saturday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. But it'll be that morning from 9:30 to 12 o'clock outside select area grocery stores, such as Kroger of Howell, Kroger of Heartland, VG's of Howell, Jonah's up on M59, Jonah's on Chilson, and that little Keller Williams down in Pinckney that Rick Bodine gets involved in. So those are all collection points where realtors from all over the county have volunteered and will be right out front of those grocery stores accepting any of the actual physical donations of food or any monetary donations. And it's a pretty big operation in terms of, you know, our committee is pretty decent and we, you know, meet a good couple of times and especially come up with ideas of getting the word out. But it's been such a great committee to be part of, and it's neat because, you know, realtors, sometimes people think of, you know, us being competitive, but it's all these different brokerages and different people and walks of life that we all come together with this focus on feeding people in the county here and helping and giving back and by giving to cleaners because you guys are the ones that do it best.
And we thank you for that. Really, truly, it's such a beautiful thing. And, you know, I did some research myself and I pulled some of your stats. And last year, you guys raised almost $16,000. You actually provided 434 pounds of food. LCAR did through for our pantry. And so when we look at that and we break that down, that's over almost 500 households that you provided food for.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's quite a wonderful attribute for your organization to wrap Gleaners into that. And it's such a beautiful thing because we are grateful for organizations like yourself that think of Gleaners when you're thinking about your community. And so we're so excited that, and thank you again for involving us this year and all the years past that you've involved Gleaners and, you know, done this for us. And, you know, we're really just doing it for the community too, right, you know, and right. You're really making an impact in your community. And that's how problems get solved. It's the collaboration through all units. And not just, the, you know, on us, on the human services side, it's also organizations coming together. And you say, like, realtors fight back and forth. And, yeah, there's a competitive element to the housing market, and as it should be, right?
But that's the beauty of this particular organization is I feel like we all together collaborate so well that I never feel that competitive nature when it comes to the Livingston County Association of Realtors. It's really a beautiful thing that we're all one big happy family.
Yeah, no, and it's great on the day. Like, we've brought our kids to help out with the food drive multiple times.
Yeah, pretty much every year.
And we find that, you know, bringing other people involved and getting involved, there's so much to give and so much to learn there about how to get involved in the community and the right things to do.
Right, absolutely.
And people do tend to really like seeing that and seeing the kids involved. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, are willing to get more and be more generous.
Well, for sure. And, you know, what a great lesson that young kids are learning, too, that they're able to give a helping hand to their community and make a difference.
Right.
When you're serving, I mean, like last year, you served 500 households. That's a beautiful thing. That's 500 households that otherwise would have had other things, but you know, you made that happen. And that's wonderful. And we commend you for that too, because that's, it's, we need organizations throughout Livingston County to do the same thing and do what you're doing, and while we're doing the good work as well. And that's how we do this. We do this together.
Yeah. And in terms of people's opportunity to give back, and it's nice to know that. So even though, you know, people can participate in this, and we do want them to, and if you're not going to be at grocery stores, you know, during that window, then feel free to reach out to the Elkhart office even. And I'm sure we'd be happy to accept any donations that you're interested in giving. So that's certainly something. Yes. There is a physical office for Elkhart.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right on Grand River between Howell and Brighton near Hacker Road. But I was going to mention, because I was on your website and such, and you know, I've been involved in other organizations in the past. Like I was...
you're the Cub Master.
Cub Master for Cub Scouts and such. How do other organizations that want to get involved and do a food drive or be able to give back to Gleaners, how do they go about doing that?
So, well, and if there's another company listening that wants to do a, you know, another third party event and do a food drive, they can always reach out to me at my office in Livingston. And if you go to gcfb.org, there are plenty of ways. There's a donation tab. You can click that if you want to give a monetary donation. We have, you know, a pull down menu, so you could pull down if you wanted to volunteer, you can pull down to volunteer. We have something called Volunteer Hub. So it's gcfb.org/volunteer hub. When you click on that, you can volunteer for all Gleaners throughout Southeast Michigan. But if you want to specifically donate your time to Gleaners in Livingston, you just have to scroll down a little bit and find that information. And then that gets that person who organizes that gets directly with our office and tells us, you know, coordinates what that looks like. You know, pretty much everything on our webpage on gcfb.org will lead you in a direction. If you want to get involved in the garden, there's a sign up for that. If you want to get involved in some of our warehouses, I would even challenge the community to maybe step out of the Livingston comfort zone a bit and, you know, go out to Detroit and see some of our locations in Detroit and help with those distribution centers too. We are always in need of volunteers and help. And it's, you know, we need to, many hands make light work, and we need as many hands as possible.
Excellent. And what a wonderful organization you represent. You guys are really making such a huge difference, not just in Livingston, but to your point, but our entire region.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Really making a difference.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And, you know, I would just say again, for those, you know, organizations and such, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to give back. And I know when we were involved in Cub Scouts, finding those types of events to show the the kids, this is how you give back. This is how you get involved. And when you're doing that early, it pays off so much years in the future, because remember, people learn by example. Mm-hmm. And we need to be that example for other people to, this is how you can give back, because then they get that feeling of learning what it is. And they might not be able to give much now, but later that pays off. They're able to give even more.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because even in terms of, sometimes people just don't have time, but they do have money that they can donate. But in other cases, for those people that, you know, they don't have the money to be able to give, but they have the time. And especially those with kids. I can't speak to it enough.
That garden needs to be weeded, right?
Yes, it does. It needs to be weeded. It needs to be mowed. It needs to be fertilized. All the things that make a garden beautiful. And you know, we, since our goal is high, I mean, 2,000 pounds of produce is a good number. And so I challenge anybody who would like to come out and, you know, bring groups and come and, you know, spend a day outside and weed that garden and, you know, and help our gardener, you know, make sure that that produce is healthy and viable, because we want to get it out of the ground and we want to get it on the produce carts and we want to get it into our pantry so that our clients are able to, you know, enjoy that fresh produce. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, biting into a fresh tomato or a fresh cucumber. I mean, it just, especially something that is just cultivated and just grown.
Right. So, absolutely. Makes such a huge difference.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and really talking about Gleaners and all that it does. And I hope that our listeners have learned some things about Gleaners and in terms of our community and
Yeah, and we wanted to hit on real quick, where is exactly is your pantry located? Because I don't even think we hit on that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. It's we're between Brighton and Howell on Sterling Drive. So if you were to come toward on Grand River from Brighton into Howell and hook a left on Door Road, go down a bit, took another right on Sterling Drive, and it's right there. It's 5924 Sterling Drive, Howell.
And in terms of anybody that is experiencing food insecurity, they would just come to that location?
Do the same thing. That is correct. And, you know, if there's, you know, any special provisions, we'd ask that, you know, just give us a call and we could talk about it ahead of time and make sure that we have everything you need when you come to the pantry. That's our goal. Our goal is to make sure that you come, you leave happy.
Right, because I didn't even think about that. I mean, food allergies, things like that, you know, you need to be aware of those sometimes.
Yes, we do. We do.
Right?
Yes, and we have, our pantry is spotless, quite frankly, and so we try to make sure that all of our items are not cross-contaminating. So that's another thing that we do. You know, it's part of actually an inspection that we have every year and a regulation to make sure that we're not, things are not touching that should not be touching so that the food is safe for our pantry clients.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, that is great.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you so much for having me and inviting me into this conversation. I really do appreciate it. And getting the word out about Gleaners is very special and very important.
Well, it's very important to us as well.
Yeah,
we definitely believe strongly in it.
100%. And I would encourage everyone out there, you know, check out the website. Have it in the show notes. Yeah. To be able to volunteer, to be able to find out more information. You know, if you are in need, they are a resource for you to be able to go there and get fresh produce, to be able to get healthy food for your family. So again, you know, thank you so much today. Please, everyone out there, check it out and give when you can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, and welcome to Livingston.